Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Myself, Rachel Keene, conservative mama. Okay, so Rachel, we always kind of do this at the end. Let's do it now. How do they find you?
Conservative, M-O-M-M-A, .com. I'm there. I'm I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Parler. Too many. It's a lot.
I'm glad it's you.
Yeah. But you can find me. I'm around. I do a lot of satire. My mission is to reach the middle.
And by the way, just I will say this, not because she's sitting here. I would say this anyways. Her stuff is good.
Thank you.
Go watch it. It's funny. It's good. You'll enjoy it. It's a great time.
Thank you very much.
It's better than any TikTok video you'll watch.
Okay,
let's just
good.
Say that.
Okay.
Are you on TikTok?
No, I'm not.
Good.
I'm not.
It's
I'm
a good
no
thing.
On that. Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Okay.
I don't like TikTok.
No?
Not really.
Not really.
The Chinese are spying on you.
Yeah, it's a little sketchy there. Where is TikTok at now? People ask me that, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know where it's at. I don't know who's overseeing it.
Biden's probably in charge. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see him on the stairs?
Oh, yes.
He almost biffed it again, but he made it up.
We're going to put one of those chairs that he rolls up there with.
Yeah, and why was he carrying a bag and wearing a trench coat? I've never seen a president walk up the stairs carrying, like a briefcase of some kind.
I don't know. What is he carrying?
I don't know.
A nuclear football?
And did you see Jill Biden? What
no,
did she say?
Do?
Oh my gosh. I have to we'll play
what
it later.
She say?
We'll just she does some it's horrible. It's just a horrible video. She mispronounces this a term. It's really really bad. Oh, she says don't do it.
No, our next guest can't join us. That's okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
our spring break. Okay, so I will do this.
Yeah.
We were going to have a guest on talking about can we blame spring breakers for wanting to escape lockdowns? I'll answer that question. No!
No.
We can't.
No, I escaped a lockdown. I went to Florida.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, I'd be right there with them if
yes.
I wasn't doing this show right now.
Yes.
So more power to them.
Go to freedom.
It's awesome.
Find it.
And by the way, there are some notes here that I'll just go over. Will the spring breakers cause a surge in cases? You know what? You want my honest opinion? Maybe cases, but not deaths. And I don't care about cases.
Right.
I don't care if a case load goes up. Who cares?
No.
As long as we're not overrunning hospitals, which we won't, and we're not causing deaths, which we won't, it's all good.
Right. Isn't it herd immunity? Don't we need that? Don't
yeah.
we need people to actually
and
build
And actually,
immunity?
That age group especially,
yes.
knock your socks off,
yes.
kids. Have fun.
Yes.
Enjoy yourselves. That's what I would say.
Agreed. Agreed.
All you Karens and Kevins, you know, suck
Kevin
it up. Who cares?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so over that. I'm so over people telling me what I should do. Like, you do you, I'll do me. If you want to do something, you do it. If I want to do something, I'm going to do it. I don't know what's happened, but over the course of the last year and a half, suddenly people feel like they are entitled
yeah.
to come up and tell you what your personal choices they want you to make for yourself.
We've empowered the Karens.
Blows my mind.
Big time. I was
yes.
talking to one of my clients on the way here today, and I had another client meeting once I got down here, but I was on my way talking about that very subject, and we were all together basically saying, you know, wait a minute, time out. Who's empowered all of these people? And this particular folks I were talking to were down in Arizona. They don't have any masks anymore. So it's a mask, you know, they've lifted their mask order
okay,
there. So
nice.
It doesn't exist. Yet, and this is, conservative as much as you can say so in Arizona. You
yeah.
often have to wonder, you put that in quotations
it's a
now.
Toss up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's happening in Arizona is what I've predicted is going to happen across the country. It's the maskless against the masked.
Oh, yes.
And that's happening in Arizona as we speak.
Yeah, it's going to be the vaccinated versus the vaxxed. But that's what they do. They want to divide because that's how you can conquer. Divide, conquer, and control. I can see it. I'm so tired, Don, of being able to see it and no one else sees it. I'm like, this is what they're going to do. And they're doing it. I predicted this a long time ago, like a year ago. And here we are where it's like, oh. And then I watched Scarborough the other day. And he was saying, I don't want to take my son to a baseball game around a bunch of people that are unvaxxed. And why? I'm like, wait a minute. If you're vaxxed.
Why does it matter?
Right. Why does it matter?
It doesn't. According to them.
Like, if you're so confident.
Right.
In then your vaccine, why do you care if I'm vaccinated or not? And I'd love anyone that's trolling here to call in and tell me why it's so important for me to be vaccinated if you're vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, then you're safe. You're right. Good, right?
Supposedly.
So why are you telling me I have to do it?
Because they want to control your life.
I know.
That's
so
why.
So nuts.
They do. Right. I mean, I am one where unless I am, I've said this publicly, I'll keep saying it, might get me in trouble someday, don't really care. I will not get vaccinated unless I'm forced to. So, you know, if I have to travel, you know, go out of the country, do things along those lines, at that point, I guess you don't have any choice. You either do that or you'll be stuck inside the 50-state walls we have as the United States of America, which, by the way, I won't do. I will travel. See, it's my hobby. It's what I do.
Right, but it'll turn into, like, a whole black market for fake IDs.
Where do I get one?
I know, right? Because I'm not doing it.
Charlie's shaking his head.
I'm not caving. I'm sorry, I'm not. Plus,
we could start a new business.
Plus, actually, I wanted to read this really
fake
quick.
Fake vaccine IDs.
Yeah.
.com.
Okay, listen, right? Just go there.
Charlie's just saying, wow, I can't believe he just said
go
that.
Go there and get one. No, so the National Institute of Health just put out a study a while ago. You got to check this out, John, where basically they ran a test on, I think it was 200 people that were exposed to COVID. Okay, so that's me. Mm-hmm. I had COVID. Mm-hmm. It was gross,
right?
And then they continued to test them. For the antibodies.
For immunities.
Right, for immunities.
Right.
And it showed that they had immunities 8 months later.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're going to have it forever. That's my own thought.
Right, so 8 months later, and they said, we hope that the vaccine
doesn't kill that?
No, produces these results.
Oh, really?
Yes. So why?
Then why
should
are
someone,
they?
Yeah, should someone like me.
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't get one.
You shouldn't.
If you've already got that, why do you need a vaccine?
Right.
Especially this.
Right.
This is a government website.
Yeah, this is a government website.
NIH.gov.
NIH.gov. The study's right there. What is it called? Lasting immunity found after COVID, after recovery from COVID-19.
Then this article is only a couple of months old, so this is very recent.
Yeah.
So they've done their research.
We hope that the vaccine can do what natural immunity
has done. You mean our God-given ability to fight disease?
Yes.
Oh, that.
Right.
Interesting.
And yet we have people that want someone like me to get the vaccine when we have no studies on what happens to somebody that's had COVID, then gets injected with the vaccine. What happens to your body inside?
Again, folks, I'm telling you right now, here and now, I'm not getting the vaccine unless I'm absolutely forced to do so because I don't think it's in my own best interest. Keep in mind.
Right.
Here's how I'm backing this up. Some of you are saying, well, you don't care about other people. Okay, I have gone all the way through COVID, driving down here. I have traveled. I've been to Mexico 3 times. I've been to Hawaii once. I didn't go anywhere for an entire year while Charlie and I were here, you know, trunching it out here in the trenches, doing what we do here daily, driving back and forth, going to the grocery store, going to Costco,
living life.
I didn't change anything other than what I wasn't allowed to do. I mean, I ate out as much as I could.
Yes.
I mean, I probably a little too much. I mean, I did everything I possibly could during COVID. And guess what? I'm still here. I didn't get sick. I'm still here. No. So why do I need a vaccine?
Right. You probably have herd immunity and you don't even know it.
They're also determining now that there are certain Neanderthal genes, they call it.
No way.
Go figure.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I was reading it today. They are now claiming that there are certain genes, which I've been saying this for the past, Charlie, how long have I been saying this? 9 months plus now? I firmly believe that there are genetic makeups in individuals and even in your family DNA where there are certain families that do much better because of your genetic code you do much better at fighting COVID or not getting it all than others. So guess what they're starting to now find out? What I've been thinking for the past 9 months is now coming true. Some people are more susceptible to COVID than others. And it has nothing to do, by the way, with the comorbidity or being overweight or any of the other things. They're just flat out figuring out that certain people have better genes than others when it comes to COVID.
Well, it's kind of like survival of the fittest, right? I mean... Like, really? Isn't that science?
Could be.
So some people are just more strong.
And again, I'm not a scientist, folks, but I do have common sense, and I can observe, and I can read data. And here's how I came up with this discovery. Call it that, or call it a synopsis. I don't know. But I was telling Charlie even 9 months ago, as I was trolling through Facebook, and I've got like 4,900 friends or something because of the show. So as you're getting all these different feeds and things coming in, what I started to notice was these trends, and again, this is not a scientific study, but I think I'm pretty much on what I'm saying here. What I started to notice is when one family member got COVID and had a problem, so did multiple other family members.
Interesting.
And with every person, every family that I noticed had a problem, so did someone else in the family that got COVID. So I started to think, is there a trend there?
Yeah.
Well, I think what I'm saying and what I read today when it comes to this Neanderthal genetic study thing, yeah, there is an actual trend there. And there are families where people have gotten COVID that, by the way, were extremely healthy, not elderly, no problems, no issues, that really struggled hard with COVID. So I will also say this. I'm not saying COVID isn't something you should be concerned about.
Yeah, right.
I've said all along, protect yourself. Make sure you're doing things correctly. If you got a distance, if you want to wear a whatever, whatever suits your fancy.
Let's be honest, okay? 80% of the people that were hospitalized for COVID were overweight or obese.
Right.
If we would have just told those people to isolate, stay away.
And build your immune. Yeah. And on top of that, folks, build your immune system.
Hundreds of thousands of people would have lived.
Agree. So, again, I'm one where I do believe there is some genetic makeup in certain individuals where they handle COVID much better than others, and I think it runs in families. Again, can I prove all of this? I don't think I have to. I think others will. Just stay tuned. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, they can't prove how long their vaccines work.
No. They cannot.
They can't.
All right,
don't
stay
know.
Tuned. We'll come right back. Great subject, by the way. If you want to join in, feel free to do so. John and Cheyenne will be with you in a moment. 303-477-5600. Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. Anything you need with a mortgage, by the way, Kurt is there for you. And a great guy. He'd love to help you out. He does all of my mortgage stuff. He'll be my guy forever unless here I die or he gets out of the business because he's the guy. 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Okay, folks. Winter hopefully is starting to diminish.
Yes.
It'll be almost, it will be 80 Sunday, Monday, low 80s.
Beautiful.
Colorado, spring is starting to sprung, I hope anyways.
Spring has sprung.
That doesn't mean we won't get any more bad weather as we go through the rest of this spring season. My point is this. It's time for your annual roof inspection. Yes, your roof should be inspected every single year. I know it's something we forget about. We sort of drive in. You drive in the driveway. Maybe you look up. Maybe you don't. But the reality is your roof is taking all the beating, literally, every single day, all day long, all night long. No matter what the weather is, it's up there putting a quote-unquote roof over your head. You should have that checked every year to make sure that everything is up to speed and doing what it needs to. Dave Hart will do that for you. And at the same time, if he notices there's things he can do to rejuvenate your roof, which, by the way, is what RoofMax does, he'll do so, therefore saving you money as time goes by. It's called preventative maintenance, folks. Give him a call today, 303-710-6916.
Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora started out as a traditional roofer, repairing and replacing asphalt roofs. But he got so tired of the unnecessary waste. The quality of asphalt shingles has declined in recent years, leading to less and less durable roofs, especially in Colorado, where high altitudes expose your roof to stronger UV rays that damage your shingles, combined with severe spring and summertime storms and more than twice the national average snowfall, you could end up replacing your roof every few years, paying higher and higher insurance costs. Roof rejuvenation from RoofMax offers an alternative to total roof replacement. Just one application of the all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof guaranteed. Because Dave has a background in roofing, he can provide any patches or small repairs your roof may need before applying roof rejuvenation. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, thanks for texting in. I did have somebody that texted. It's myself and Rachel Keene today, by the way. Somebody texted in. There's studies out there where if you have the antibodies from having the virus, those are the people that should not take the vaccination. Those are the people that are dying from deep vein thrombosis.
Oh, thank you,
by the way, for that information. I did not know that.
Dude, is there an article on that? Because I have
will
people
that
are pressuring me, family, that's like, you need to get it. You need to get
it. I would
not. I'm not.
I will get you some info. So
thank you.
And by the way, Mr. Texter, Mrs. Texter, if you have that information and can send it, I'll pass it on to
please
Rachel.
Do.
Please do. Please text that to us. John and Cheyenne, you're next.
Hey, John. Great subject.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi there.
So my wife is a flight attendant, as you know. She's been, since July, she's been on a plane every month. She's been to Europe. She's been to Asia. She's been to the Caribbean, South America, and all over the United States. She hasn't been sick at all.
Wow.
So I think you're right. I think certain people are just going to get it, and certain people aren't.
Right.
But she's at the point now where she doesn't want to get the vaccine, and I don't want to get the vaccine either. But she's thinking that at a certain point, the airlines are going to say, listen, if you want to work, you got to get the vaccine because these countries are going to, like you were saying, require you to have it to travel in. They haven't done it yet. So I think
here's my prediction on that, John.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden we in the U.S. start reaching some sort of herd immunity and we show that, you know, by having all of this, the immunity that we have at that point, everything starts to really drop off. We get back to normal. It's not a big deal. I think you'll see other countries follow suit, make sure they're doing the same thing, and thereby, I think, and again, I'm predicting, you won't have the need for what we're talking about because there is a huge, and we're going to talk about that later today, by the way, there's a huge expense to doing what we're talking about. Although, I say all that to say this, a lot of these governmental agencies, including the United States of America, love control and tracking people.
Yes.
They can do that very, you know, not that they can't already do that with your current passport and the system we have now. This just adds another layer on top of what they currently already have. Now, for all of you listening, by the way, they already do a lot of tracking with your current passport. If some of you haven't been in and out of the country recently, you don't know what you're talking about because, John, you and I both know they track everything now through that passport, the barcode on it, and so on.
Yeah.
Every move you make, Big Brother knows everything. There's another radio host that is trying to encourage everybody when they get the shot, the vaccine, to say right after they get it, say 5G activated, just to see what the reaction is. Because, you know, one of the conspiracy theories is they're chipping you.
Right.
So
just one other quick thing. I'm getting on a plane tomorrow. I haven't seen my mom in almost 2 years because we were supposed to go COVID shot everything down.
Right.
So she's in an assisted living and she said, well, listen, I'm going to go spend the day with my children and grandchildren. They said, well, you might have to quarantine. She's like, wait a minute. Everybody in this assisted living has had the vaccine. All the staff, they said, yeah, but you have to quarantine anyway. She goes, well, you know, she's got a little bit of a mouth. She's an old Irish broad and she's told them where to go and said, if I got a quarantine when I get back, I'll quarantine. But
you know what, John? She brings up a great point. And it's the same thing we're talking about here. If everybody in that facility has been vaccinated and that's supposedly the miracle drug,
right,
then why does she need a quarantine?
Yeah.
Wait. why are they still all required to wear masks when they leave their rooms?
Right. If the vaccine works, why are you wearing a mask?
Because John and Rachel, this has never been about public safety.
No, it proves it right there.
This is about control of a populace, not safety.
Right. It blows my mind that people that are all in for it. I can't even.
The fear factor has
it's
got
nuts.
Them.
So, we don't have a mask mandate up here anymore. The governor got rid of it.
Awesome.
He said, you know, he trusts the Wyoming people to do the right thing. He was a little slow on the uptake. He should have been, you know, a month sooner, but at least we got rid of it. But do you know how many Karens and Kevins we're seeing in the parking lot with, as we call them up here, greeny weeny plates that are wearing their masks and giving you a dirty look?
Oh, get out of here.
You know, again, John, my prediction of we're going to end up with a country of the masked and the unmasked really fighting with each other. That's what's coming.
Vaxxed
and on Tuesday, I told you what happened on Tuesday with the one that gave me a hard time.
Yep.
Yep. And I have a mouth on me, too. So, and I, you know, I'm at the point now where I don't care anymore. Don't tell me how to live my life. I'm going to be 60 years old.
By the way, there's an article, and I happen to Google this because of what we're talking about, John, and this is the whole reason why we have what we have today. And anybody that is into psychology at all would understand this. There's an article in Psychology Today, and this is a little bit older article from back in 2019, I believe. And this is a quote right from this article. There are many things that motivate us, but the most powerful motivator of all is fear.
Wow, of course.
Yep.
There's your answer, folks.
And then here's the other one. Peer pressure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is brutal.
Right. And I think, and people don't want to, like, you can wake up and think, okay, I'm not going to wear a mask today. And you know that you're going to, at some point, get a dirty look or somebody's going to say something. So you're kind of, like, preparing your day. Or you can wear the mask and you kind of blend in and no one says anything to you. You're kind of left alone. And so I think it's like whether you want confrontation or not, you have to decide it. And that's kind of like you plan your day.
You do. But, you know, you guys are saying something that, you know, I know and I think Charlie and I have had this conversation off air before where, you know, in the midst of all of this stuff where everything was going on and we didn't know what the outcome was going to be. I mean, I'll be the first to admit that did I have some fear that, if I get this thing, am I living or dying? And I'll be honest, I had some of that fear back a long time ago because once I started then looking at some of the data, then I had to remind myself when those thoughts came on, I had to really remind myself, wait a minute, we're talking about a 98.5 survival rate.
Right.
If you get it.
Yeah.
Now that's, and by the way, that's for all age groups. I'm throwing the elderly and everybody into that. If we go outside of
like
that age group, it's even less.
Right.
So my point was, John, I had to remind myself sometimes on a, you know, daily, weekly basis that this is not a big deal. Quit making it one.
This is where I get confused. Well, not catch, but this is where I'm like, wait a minute. We didn't push for H1N1. We didn't push for Ebola when there was that whole Ebola scare. Remember that when Obama was president? It was like, oh my gosh, everyone in Africa is dying and they're coming over here and we're going to have Ebola here. There was a huge scare.
Yeah, we're all going
to
die.
Not a mention of that. Not the Zika virus when, you know, women that were pregnant.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah. No push.
SARS.
Right? Well, yeah, SARS. Yeah, Hong Kong flu, right? Bird flu, all these other which had really significant, like worse than COVID. Like you could not, you could die, and no mention of vaccines, like not a word.
And
so this is why it's like
what scares me more than anything about the vaccine is we still don't have somebody who's had the vaccine for a year yet.
No, nope.
Right?
We don't,
and that is the scariest thing because. You know, how many times did they, I mean, it's hilarious. If you watch any side of network TV, especially some of the local stations, there's all these law offices trying to get you to join some kind of class action suit for some kind of drug that people took for, I don't know, ED, cancer, you know, whatever. And now they're finding side effects 5 to 7 years later.
Right.
Who's to say they don't find the you know, I told a buddy of mine, and this is from the Army. He's a nurse, and he got the shot early. I said, listen, if you turn into a zombie, we're Army buddies. I'll take the headshot.
Right.
I promise I'll do it for you. Because we don't know.
We don't know.
What's going to happen.
No.
And are they going to be all zombies? Is it going to make people sick? Is it going to mess up their immune system? Where are we at with the science?
Well, and, you know, John, let's add another layer. Do they wear off?
They don't know how long it lasts. And now they're saying it might have to be a yearly thing. You get a shot every single year or a booster shot. That's what they're saying, though.
Count me out.
Yeah.
I know. But here's the other thing. It's a virus. Viruses only live for so long and die. They don't live forever. That's why if we get them, we get a flu shot every year because it's a different strain of the influenza virus. And some are worse and some are same thing. Why was it COVID-19 in the beginning? Because it's the 19th different strain of the coronavirus.
Right.
So that means there was 18 others. So this is going to pass like everything else. It was like John said, and I'm so disappointed in Donald Trump. It's the one thing that I disappointed the most in is he gave in to the fear and let them shut the government down when he just should have said, we're not going to do it. And that's just my opinion. John, have a happy Easter.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You as well, John. Happy Easter to you as well. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere. This is a Golden Eagle Financial coming up next. Al Smith, he'd love to help you with your future financial planning. It's actually easy. All you do is call him on the phone, lay it out. He'll help you. He'll tell you what direction to head, what you need to do, how you get there, and so on. 303-744-1128 or klzradio.com.
Feel good about your retirement with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. You've already done the heavy lifting by setting money aside for retirement all these years. Now you're looking about 10 years ahead and asking, how can I be certain I'll have enough income in retirement? That's where creating a plan becomes vitally important. Al Smith will help you develop a strategy for the money waiting in your 401k or IRA. For the past 16 years, financial advisor Al Smith has specialized in helping his clients make the transition from working to retirement. He will help you make decisions now that will preserve your life savings for the future, like creating a plan to fund a long-term healthcare crisis should that become necessary. You've worked hard for your money. Now let's make sure your money works hard for you. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, let's do this. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. And they want to take care of your vehicle, the maintenance of, repair of, whatever you need. And I haven't talked about this much because I don't like motivating by fear, like we talked about a minute ago. But I can tell you from reading all of the things that are coming out right now, the chip manufacturers are way behind. The new car inventory is at an all-time low. I can guarantee you prices are going to go up. Used car prices right now are at an all-time high. I don't see that changing. Where am I going with all of this? The cheapest, easiest thing for you to do is fix your own car. Keep it maintained well. Keep driving it. Save money and do that. And Extreme Auto Repair can do that for you. KLZradio.com or 303-841-1071.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
We got a lie about Georgia that is being perpetuated by CEOs, big tech, and the president himself, who is now being called a bald-faced liar by the Washington Post about the Georgia election law.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Rachel Keene. All right, correction, and John, I love you, but I got to correct you. It's not COVID-19 because it was the 19th strain. There have been multiple strains, but it was COVID-19 because it was discovered in the year 2019. Now, it's also been renamed. We don't talk about that much, but it's been renamed. It's now the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
Yep.
SARS-CoV-2 is what its new name is. So, yeah, I want to make sure that we corrected that so nobody can say that we're lying and saying things that aren't true.
And that's also in the National Health Institute, Institute of Health.
I don't want to be called Stacey Abrams, so we're making sure we correct that.
Where I mention, you know, the lasting antibodies.
Did you catch
found.
That a second ago?
Yeah.
I don't want to be called Stacey Abrams, so I want to make sure I correct that.
Oh, my gosh. Don't get started.
You talk about a bold-faced liar.
She just lies.
Holy cow, she is. To the max. Total bold-faced liar. We'll talk more about that in a minute as well. Craig in Wheat Ridge, you're up, sir.
Hi, John. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you doing, sir?
Hey, you know, this conflict between mask believers and non-mask believers is getting very confrontational. My wife just showed me a Twitter feed of a guy that he's rolling down a road in Vancouver, Canada,
okay,
with a megaphone, and he's kind of goofing on people. He's saying, great job, you're social distancing, good job, you're keeping your mask on, you people are doing a great job, and just basically telling, you know, being very sarcastic about it. And then a bicyclist picks up his bicycle, tells him to shut, you know what, up, and begins to beat on the vehicle with his bicycle, busting the door glass, basically attacking the guy with the megaphone.
Wow.
Because, you know, he's telling people that, you know, you're a bunch of believers and you know, just keep believing the narrative, you know, just keep, you know, being very good little social warriors. And so the guy attacked him. But also on the news last night, Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, for people coming back into the citizens of Canada that are coming back from international trips are having to be quarantined for 3 days at their own expense. They're putting them up in hotels, but I understand these hotels are like at the rate of like $1,000 a day.
Wow.
So it can cost them up to $3,000 to quarantine themselves in a hotel room until their COVID test has come back.
Wow.
Come back negative. They won't let them leave the hotel room without a negative COVID test.
Total government takeover is what Canada's.
It's like an internment camp.
Guys, I hate to point this out, but as a country in the United States of America here, we're not doing it any differently. We're just not allowing you to enter, period, unless you have a negative test.
Yeah.
So if you go to Mexico right now, if all three of us, Craig, you, I, and Rachel went to Mexico, we have to have a negative test within 48 hours to get on a plane and come home. So it's no different. Mm. We're just doing it before they get here.
Yeah.
But again, you know, we're, you know, the PSAs, and you've mentioned this before, you know, the CDC.
By the way, I'm sick of listening to them.
Taxpayer money to tell us to, you know, that there's these new forms of the virus popping up everywhere, that we have to, you know, keep wearing our masks, keep social distancing. And, you know, again, they're using our tax dollars to lecture us.
Right.
By the way, in Canada, you had another layer, Craig, which we don't have. If you are, by the way, you're not excluded from the minimum quarantine of 14 days in Canada. Doesn't matter whether you've been vaccinated, tested negative, or recovered from, you still quarantine for 14 days.
Wow.
Your quarantine period, to your point, Craig, includes a mandatory 3-night prepaid booking at a government-authorized hotel at your own cost.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
So why leave, Craig? Why would you leave Canada, I guess?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed the NHL, the Hockey League, the Canadian teams are all in their own division. They realigned all the divisions, and all the Canadian teams only play Canadian teams. There is no international travel between the U.S. and Canada. They are, you know, there has been no, you know, you used to see the Avalanche play Calgary. You used to see Avalanche play Edmonton. You know, the Canadian teams, there's been none of that this year. They've isolated the Canadian teams in Canada. So there is no international travel.
Why didn't we do this with other viruses, though, John? Like, that's like, why are we doing it with this one?
I don't know. And I'm just looking real quick. I wanted to see, because I don't look at Canada's numbers very often. So I just looked at Canada's average, keep in mind, it's a country of, check me on this, either Rachel or Charlie, but I think Canada's like 30 million people roughly as a country, I want to say. So out of 30 million people, if I'm correct, they're going to tell me, we've got a seven-day death average of 29 people out of 30 million.
38 million. Nice.
Okay,
job.
So 38 million. So we're 38 million in Canada, almost 40, and we've got an average death rate of 29. So, again, I asked the question, Craig, why is Canada locked down with an average of 29 deaths out of basically, 35 million people? I don't get it.
Well, it's a lot more sparsely populated too. I mean, you have big cities in Canada, but there's a lot of distance between a lot of those cities, and there's a lot of rural,
been there. Yep, know about it. You got it.
Unpopulated areas of Canada.
You're correct.
I mean, the majority of Canada's entire population is probably, the net sum of Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, and Calgary. And then from there, it's just, talk about just wide open spaces.
No, and by the way, I've been to some of those places, so you're correct in what you're saying. We all think of Canada as being, mountainous and the Tetons and things like that. There's a lot of flatland in Canada, trust me. A lot. Flatter than Kansas land in Canada.
I've never been.
Oh, man.
You need to get up there.
You go up to that center part where, Winnipeg and that area, it's as flat as a stinking pancake.
Okay.
I'm not joking, folks. The only way you can see in a distance is to go take an off-ramp off a highway. Otherwise, you ain't seeing nothing. It's flat as all get-out. Curvature of the earth, it's there.
Okay.
Trust me. Craig, have you been up there at all and seen any of that?
I've been in the Glacier National Park area in Calgary. That's about the only area of Canada. So I've seen, basically Canada's equivalent of Denver, a major metropolitan area on the east slope of the Canadian Rockies.
By the way, you want to know what Canada's death rate is? I just took 35 million. I know it's a little higher than that, but I took 35 million divided by the 22,997 deaths gives you a 0.07. 0.07.
Wow.
Point. Not a, 0.07. Not a 0.07% death rate. And that, by the way, that includes all of the things we've talked about here with comorbidities and inflated numbers, which I'm sure they've got as well, and old people and so on. You throw all that in, and yet they've got the country locked down, Craig. Tell me.
I don't understand why.
Somebody please tell me how this is about public safety.
Yes. There's a guy in Canada, what's his name? Chris Sky. And he just is taking it all on. He is saying no to all of it. There's a viral video of him, they're trying to quarantine him after he came back into Canada, and he's like, I'm not doing it. And they actually let him go. He was claiming some kind of right, according to Canadian law or something like that, that got him out of it. But he's somebody we need more and more people just bucking the system and saying no. That's how you stop this stuff. It's just saying no. I'm not participating. I'm not going along with it. I'm not going to be a sheep. I'm not. I'm not going to do it. Totally different if this was taking out half the world's population and, we're dealing with. But the survival rate on this thing
is huge.
It's huge. I don't understand this government overreach. Well, I do. I know why. But
as a reminder, everybody, is Craig and Rachel, is Canada, or do they use the same kind of governmental system we have here? Are they a little different?
They're a little different.
Okay.
Yeah, we have this thing called the Constitution of the United States.
Oh.
It's individual liberty.
And they don't have
that,
right?
You decide what's best for you. It protects the individual.
Got it.
Yeah.
They don't have that, do they?
No.
And what's happening right now in Canada?
With
a death rate that's half of what we have here?
Yeah, they have to do whatever they're told to do.
Yeah, and they're not coming back into the country even if they're a citizen unless they do what Craig said.
Right.
I believe they follow a form of government similar to England.
Yes.
It's a parliament.
Yes.
Yeah. So
you're correct.
Very socialist.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's a socialistic country,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they have socialized
Thank
medicine.
You.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
We spoke several years ago to some people from Canada about how expensive their socialized medicine is, the tax rate they pay in order to have socialized medicine.
And you know what? Here's the other thing that these countries all do. We've done it here as well. And I don't use these numbers this way because I know better. If you look at the actual worldometer for Canada and look at the death rate, it'll tell you that it's 2%. Problem is, they're using the the amount of cases total versus deaths to give you the 2%. They're not taking their 35 million population and the deaths against it to give you the percentage. They're using who caught it and the death of to give you the percentage. By the way, I don't look at it that way because there's a lot of people that have got it that never get tested that you know are positive.
Right.
And furthermore, that's not how you look at this. You look at the total population, the deaths of, and that's a percentage of you actually contracting it and dying.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But that's not how they figure it.
The numbers are so skewy.
That's what, folks, what I'm telling you is you can make numbers say anything you want, and they're doing that.
Yes. And they and the number one thing to me is when you start to ask questions and the hostility, that race is a red flag right there.
Yeah.
Because asking questions is just a sign of intelligence. I mean, Albert Einstein, what did he say? He goes, it's not that I'm so smart. It's that I keep asking questions is basically some quote similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
And they get so mad. They get so mad if you start asking questions. Like, wait a minute, if you've been vaccinated,
I'm also
why
really
you
tired.
It's nuts.
And to go along with what Rachel, you're saying, Craig, you as well. This business of focusing on infection rates, when are we going to stop doing that? Because we don't do that with anything else we've ever run into as a country. You never knew how many they were infected with H1N1 or the common cold or any other
deaths.
Yeah. All
how
you ever heard
died?
About, you never heard how many were infected. When are we going to get past all this nonsense?
I don't know. And the fact that what, like I said it earlier, 78, I think it's 80% now of the people that were hospitalized for COVID were overweight or obese.
Right. Right. Craig, got to run to a break. Thanks for the update. I appreciate that, by the way. And I did not know that was going on in Canada, so thanks for letting me know that. Charlie, you'll have to drop in. My screen is locked. American National Insurance is next, folks. They want to help you out with all of your insurance needs. And I review that constantly with Paul. He's a great guy, and he would love to help you with whatever you've got going on insurance-wise. Just give him a call today. His direct line, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
The last year has been very difficult for many individuals and tested who we are. It has tested our faith. Kim Munson here. Good Friday, Chris Stefanik, founder of Real Life Catholic, joins me. We'll talk about the hope of the cross and you living the life you were made for. You won't want to miss this conversation about hope, resiliency, and your calling. Plus, Hal Van Herkey, owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, introduces you to his favorite charity. That's Good Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at kimmunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Rachel Keene, Charlie Grimes. All right, I found the article that I was telling Rachel about earlier today, talking about this gene risk, genetic risk when it comes to severe COVID problems.
Yeah.
And it's in nature.com, which, by the way, last time I checked, is probably not a conservative think tank.
No, not at all.
But this article is titled, "The Major Genetic Risk Factor for Severe COVID-19 is Inherited from Neanderthals." Now, I don't know if that's the case or not, because I have a different belief on all of that in the first place. But I do believe, and I've been saying this now for a long time, that I do believe certain genetic makeups of individuals handle COVID better than others. And it's an in my opinion, it's an inherited thing. And again, I started looking at this just through a common sense lens of, you know, people that I would see on Facebook, even families that I knew, where it's like, man, these are people, these are health nuts. I mean, these people work out and they eat right and they're doing all this stuff great. Yeah, but you know, parent, you know, grandparent, parent, and kid all get it and struggle. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's got to be a common correlation, genetically speaking, going on there. And this study basically proves that
fascinating.
I'm right.
That's fascinating. And how you've gone through without any kind of...
Well, and
been
what
exposed,
okay,
for sure.
And real quick,
point.
What made me also think about this was, in my own family, my parents are in their 80s.
Right.
And you know, I love my mom dearly, but I had to get her to stay home when COVID hit.
Okay.
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
She wanted to go to the gym. She wanted to go... I mean, she wanted to go everywhere. That's my mom. She's healthy. She gets around, does whatever. She's 83, 82, I guess now, and does everything.
Okay.
Healthy. Does everything, doesn't care, did great. I finally had to say, Mom, you got to stay home until we figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, what is going on?
I said, you do not need to be out. You know, I almost took the keys away. It's like, you got to stay home in the house. Now, all that being said, we've all been fine.
Yeah.
So, as I looked through all of that, I'm like, wait, and to your point, have I been exposed? Yeah, I had to
and
have
been. And if it's as contagious as they say, then
I've had to have been. I have been so many places, there's no way I could not have been exposed.
Right.
Literally, I've been, Charlie knows. I mean, he and I did not stop one bit coming back and forth to the station. Charlie was on public transportation. You know, I'm driving, you know, cars, press cars, different things going on, you know, going to, you know, again, going to dinner, you know, even just the bathroom here at the station, which is a community bathroom. I mean, tell me that you're not getting exposed to things even there. Now, I'm clean. You all know that I'm a clean freak, actually. And you know, I clean the studio and do all sorts of different things to try to stay. I just don't like getting sick, period.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty clean. But to your point, have I been exposed? Huh.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Definitely.
More than once.
Yeah.
And yet, through all of this, have done fine. And I'm not bragging, by the way. I'm going back to what I said earlier about how I feel there are certain things genetically that make it harder for some people to fight COVID than others.
Right.
Even fight it off initially.
Right.
To where you don't even get it.
Which is fascinating to me because it made me think of like the, you know, the strong survive. Survive, kind of a Darwin theory.
Here's the other thing to sort of prove my point is when we got into this, and we had Steve House on one day, and we started talking about the vaccine not even being a vaccine, which we call it that, and it's, by the way, everybody listening, far from a vaccine.
Gene
it is called
therapy,
gene therapy.
Yep.
So why would we need to do therapy on genes if what I've been saying for 9 months wasn't true?
Right. And Moderna openly talks about how it's gene therapy, don't they? I think it's Moderna.
Yeah,
one of them does.
Basically training the
genes.
Yeah,
they basically say
to fight off COVID.
Yeah.
Right? That, am I right in saying? Am I simplifying that enough, Charlie and Rachel? That essentially the gene therapy is training our cells to do a better job of fighting off COVID than what it would have otherwise. So my point is this: if you already have that genetic makeup, why do you need a vaccine?
Right.
Or do you? In fact, if you get one, let me ask you this. Let's say you have the genetic makeup that makes your ability to fight off COVID better than everybody else. Is taking a vaccine going to harm that?
That's what I'm saying, right? Right.
And if so, then why would I, for example, why would I want to take
it? Why would
I
put myself at risk for something that's not been around long enough for us to know what happens if someone like me takes it that's had COVID? So the pressure is what's nuts to me.
I got a couple minutes. I'll read this as fast as I can. This is kind of the main context. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused considerable morbidity, which, by the way, it hasn't, and mortality, and it hasn't, and has resulted in the death of over 1 million people to date. Yeah, when there's 7.5 billion people on the planet, still not a big deal. I get it. 1 million people is a lot, but there's 7.5 billion on the planet.
Right.
Not a big deal. And people die every day of all sorts of things.
Yes.
The clinical manifestations of the disease caused by the virus vary widely in severity, ranging from no or mild symptoms to rapid progression to respiratory failure. Early in the pandemic, it became clear that advanced age is a major risk factor, as well as being male and some comorbidities. These risk factors, however, do not fully explain why some people have no or mild symptoms, whereas others have severe symptoms. Thus, genetic risk factors may have a role in disease progression. A previous study identified two genomic regions that are associated with severe COVID-19. One region is chromosome 3, which contains 6 genes, and one region on chromosome 9 that determines ABO blood groups. Recently, a data set was released by the COVID-19 Host Genetics Initiative in which the region on chromosome 3 is the only region that is significantly associated associated with severe COVID-19 at the genome-wide level. The risk variant in this region confers an odds ratio for requiring hospitalization of 1.6% confidence interval, or a 95% confidence interval.
Huh.
Folks, what I've been saying for a while now on air here is finally being proven.
That's crazy.
COVID affects different people differently based upon your genetic makeup. Now, how do we know our genetic makeup? That I don't have an answer to yet.
Right.
But I do know, and I've been saying for a while, that COVID affects everybody differently because of your genetics.
And it does affect everybody differently. You'll talk to some people that are like, oh, they had a hard time breathing. I never once had a hard time breathing. My symptoms were completely different. So it
does. Some only get nauseous. Don't even have the respiratory illness.
Right. Mine was terrible headache for like, almost 10 days solid. Just terrible.
Ah, awful.
And loss of taste.
All right, we'll come back. We got another full hour coming your way. It's been great, by the way. A Good Shop is up next, and they would love to help you with any problem you've got with your vehicle when it comes to a collision. And keep in mind, though, they can even get yourself fixed back up. Say you got an older vehicle. All of what I've been talking about when it comes to, you know, new car prices, used car prices, and all of the things going on in the crazy world around us, and you decide, you know what? I think I just want to fix up what I own and keep driving it. Guess what? They can do that for you as well. It doesn't have to be a collision. Maybe you just want a refresh of what you're driving. Go to a Good Shop today. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, appreciate everybody calling in today. It's been a great show so far. We've got more in store for you, so please, please don't go away. We got a lot more that will be coming in this last hour. Myself, Rachel Keene, conservative mama. I got corn prices I want to talk about.
Okay.
Trump slams Bricks, or Burks, I'm sorry.
Burks and Fauci.
Not Bricks, Burks. She kind of acts like a Brick sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Scott Garlis will join us from Stansberry Research on market things and what's going on there. And just he took a trip to Key West recently. He's going to talk about the economy and all that. So
nice.
It'll be good. We'll have a lot of fun. Another full hour coming your way. Don't go anywhere. Myself and Rachel, this is Rush to Reason. I almost said this is conservative mama, but that's you. So this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.